Ranging from sweet and mild to fiery and noxious, peppers are as diverse in flavor as they are in size, shape, and color. A huge variety are available right now at the end of summer. Chef Seamus Mullen is an expert in Spanish cuisine, and we're speaking with him specifically about pimientos de padrón. They look like a jalapeno pepper and are one of the most sought-after peppers in the States. They are very prevalent in Spanish tapas. And we're here to talk about padrones for this week's Last Chance Foods. Welcome to WNYC, Seamus.
Thank you for having me, Amy.
We've talked to some chefs who've mentioned that several years ago they weren't always able to get specific fruits and vegetables because of supply issues. Has that been the case with padrón peppers?
Yeah, padrón peppers have only very recently been available in the States. Over the years, we've used other peppers that are similar. We've used a shishito pepper, which is related to the padrón pepper. But about 5 years ago, a few farmers started getting seeds from Spain, particularly in New Jersey and in California. There's one producer in California that was doing a very good job. They're a little bit more prevalent than they were before, but nowhere to the degree that they are in Spain.
It seems the heat of padrones is inconsistent. They fall somewhere between a sweet pepper and a hot pepper. Here's a pepper grower, Tim Stark of Eckerton Hill Farm in Leonardsville, Pennsylvania.
The story is that, you know, you sit at the bar, in a tapas bar in Spain, and you eat padrones, and every tenth one blows your mind. It makes you really, it gets really hot. I'm guessing, I don't know, there's various reasons why that could be. One could be maybe one of the padrones grew in a part of the field that got more stressed. Another could be that it could have been cross-pollinated with a hotter variety of pepper.
So it sounds a little like pepper roulette when you're eating a padrón, and yet as a chef, you want consistency, right? How do you work with them?
They have an expression in Spain that with padrón, they say, pimientos de padrón, algunos pican y otros no, which means padrón peppers, some are spicy and others aren't. It is a little bit of roulette. And what Tim says is completely right. I mean, I know pepper growers that grow other varietals of spicy peppers, and they've had issues with cross-pollination. You know, nature is not uniform, and there's something really nice about the organic element of nature where you never know what you're getting.
Americans are notorious for having a very bland palate. How do you work with that as a chef specializing in Spanish cuisine, especially with a padrón where sometimes it can come out hot, and you've got a patron who wants it mild, doesn't want anything super spicy.
You know, it's funny because Spanish food is not typically that spicy. It tends to be pretty mild, a pretty mild cuisine, unlike Mexican food or a lot of Caribbean food. Peppers, although they are very important in Spanish cuisine, there are only a couple of hot peppers that are used, and there are only specific regions of Spain where they really like spicy food. But pimientos de padrón are one exception where they really like to bend the rules and say, okay, we'll have it if it's spicy. And it sort of becomes this festival thing. And, of course, it's always centered around drinking. So there's lots of beer being guzzled when the hot pepper falls.
Right. Does that help, though, drinking?
No, not really. Alcohol exacerbates the effect of capsaicin on the tongue and makes it worse.
Are there any other ways you recommend preparing a padrón other than blistering it?
If you get the larger ones, they're a little different from a lot of peppers because there's not too much flesh. The skin is pretty thin, and then they have a very big seed pod, which is what gives them their flavor. And if those seed pods are, you know, if they have a high concentration of acid, they're going to be extremely spicy. But if you get a big one, sort of later in the season when they get a little bit larger, they start to look like a small poblano almost. You can split them open and you can stuff them. They're really nice if you stuff them with a soft cheese, like a tetilla cheese, which is a soft cow's milk cheese. And then you can just kind of pan fry them a little bit and it'll melt. And they're sort of like a Spanish jalapeno popper, that sort of idea.
And the addition of padrones in more and more items, is that a good thing or is that a bad, dumb, trendy thing? Like putting bacon in everything?
Yeah. It's, you know, it'd be a little unorthodox in Spain. To use the peppers as an ingredient in other things. You don't see them it's funny, you can go through any traditional Spanish cookbook and you'll never see pimientos de padrón in a casserole, in a paella, in anything. They're very, very strict about their rules of cuisine. You'll only see them really blistered or maybe grilled. But in the States, you do see them in other things. And I think that's fine. I think that's one of the things that we do really well in the U.S. is that we borrow from other cultures and we kind of make it our own, particularly in the world of cuisine.
Seamus Mullen was formerly the chef at Boqueria. He was a contestant on The Next Iron Chef. To get a recipe for padrón peppers and learn where to find them, go to the culture page at WNYC.org. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Amy.